head guy, or at least he does all the talking, asks Mommy for Carlos Garcia and his family. I know something is really wrong when Mommy says, "Why, aren't they home?" But then, instead of going away, this guy asks if his men can search our house. Mommy, who I'm sure will say, "Do you have a permiso?" steps aside like the toilet is overflowing and these are the plumbers coming to the rescue. I trail behind Mommy. "Who are they?" I ask. Mommy swings around, a terrified look on her face, and hisses, "Not now." I race to find Chucha, who's in the entryway, shaking her head at the muddy boot prints. I ask her who these strange men are. "S.I.M.," she whispers. She makes a creepy gesture of cutting off her head with her index finger. "But who are the S.I.M.?" I ask again. I'm feeling more and more panicked at how nobody is giving me a straight answer. "Policía secreta," she explains. "They go around investigating everyone and then disappearing them." "Secret police?" Chucha gives me her long, slow, guillotine nod that cuts off any further questions.
Do you know what that word guillotine means? A guillotine is this contraption that was used to kill people hundreds of years ago. A person would lay his head on a chopping block and a big sharp blade would come down and chop it off. That's gross, I know. But anyway, Chucha's guillotine nod must be the nod she uses when she wants to cut off whatever Anita is saying. So what's the deal with these SIM guys who have Chucha and Mommy so freaked out? Chucha says they are secret police. That explains why Anita's never seen them before. In this country, the police aren't secret, and they can't search your house without a warrant. But in a dictatorship, the police can do whatever the dictator wants them to do, including getting rid of people from the sounds of it. I wonder why the SIM are searching Anita's house. Does this mean that she and her family will get disappeared? Let's read on after the big space on page 14 where it says, "They go from room to room."
They go from room to room, looking in every nook and cranny. When they come through the hall door to the bedroom part of the house, Mommy hesitates. "Just a routine search, Doña," the head guy says. Mommy smiles wanly, trying to show she has nothing to hide. In my room, one guy lifts the baby doll pajamas I left lying on the floor as if a secret weapon is hidden underneath. Another yanks the covers back from my bed. I hold on tight to Mommy's ice-cold hand, and she tightens her hold on mine.